Hey, calling from the airport. Hopefully you guys can hear me all right, but I know it's National Signing Day. I told you I'd dig up what I could, and I was able to speak with some of our experts down here and get some really good information, interesting nuggets on kids flying under the radar. A few recruits that I've never heard of. I'm guessing you haven't heard of either, but you never know who could become the next Josie Jewell or Joe Lanning. So let's start with Iowa State. They have a wide receiver from Bowling Green, Ohio. His name is Kavassier Evans. He's a three-star recruit. No question about this kid's potential. He's got speed. He's got quickness. He's got hands. Matt Campbell thinks he could become a five-star recruit by the time he's ready to join the Cyclones in the year 2032. I say he's a kid because he is. He's 3 years old. Did sign a letter of intent, though, in finger paint. One kid who's already ready to play, more like an adult, his name is Lamonte Deontay Biggs. He's a defensive back from Orlando. He was one of about 1,600 players offered by Matt Campbell last year and one of about 800 he actually wanted and one of 381 who actually heard of Iowa State and one of only six who said they knew the Cyclones were in the Big 12. So I do like this kid's chances of playing. They're a little worried about his eligibility because he missed 19 days of school this semester. He got lost on a field trip to Epcot Center, but it's understandable if you've ever been there. Hopefully he wasn't drinking around the world. Also plenty of eligibility questions about a quarterback that Iowa State is bringing in. Billy Ray Pouzer from Poto, Oklahoma. P-O-O-Z-E-R, Pouzer. Really good at reading defenses, ironically, because he can't read anything else. Like, literally anything. He's completely illiterate. But in Oklahoma, that's not going to stop him from graduating high school. So he should be moving through the school system down there. And he was able to spell ISU on his letter of intent, so that was good enough for Matt Campbell. As for the Hawkeyes, my sources tell me Iowa landed a few interesting recruits under the radar as well. Nat Nert, offensive lineman from Stinkfinger, Tennessee, didn't play at the high school level. He was homeschooled. He actually went to prom in his own kitchen with his own sister. But he's huge, 6'7", 375, has great feet. Iowa coaches know that about him because he doesn't own a single pair of shoes, so that's really going to come in handy. They're also going to be getting some help at punter, thank God. His name is Irv Sparkleman. He's a two-star recruit from Yonkers, New York, and he really stands out because he only has one leg. Sort of hops around and then actually punts it off his forehead, but Iowa thinks he can be a major improvement over Colton Rastetter, and I think that they're probably right. One more for the Hawkeyes, John Wilkes Puth, P-U-T-H. He's a quarterback from Dothan, Alabama. Likes to be called the gunslinger. The gunslinger. Scouts not particularly high on his arm, though. They think it's kind of lousy. But he is considered the number one handoff quarterback in the state of Alabama. Actually, he might be good at passing. He's just scared to pass. On third and long situations, he would often fake an illness or pretend to lose one of his contact lenses and force coaches to pull him out of the game for a play. Ken O'Keefe, though, he's dealt with things like this before. He's kind of known as a quarterback whisperer, thinks he can fix him. And I do have one note on you and I. Just heard about this guy, Darren Van Flusy. He's a split end from Schlongberg, Illinois. Don't know much about him other than he likes he likes ceramic unicorns, Bette Midler movies, and is looking forward to the men's figure skating events at the Winter Olympics. That's all. That's all I got. Hope that helps. Gotta run.